This is News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Griffiths in Beijing. China's fast urbanization and booming tourism have threatened the preservation of ancient villages that have retained their local cultural heritage for generations. China is home to 12,000 so-called ancient villages, according to a nationwide survey of cultural heritage conducted 1 year ago. These ancient villages account for 0.5% of the total number of villages in China. The ancient architecture in these villages represents the essence of Chinese culture and tradition. Tiandong Nanmiao and Dong Autonomous Prefecture in southwest China's Guizhou province is home to more than 200 such ancient settlements. But their ethnic traditions keep fading in the country's modernization drive. Due to a lack of proper preservation, some of these ancient residences have been damaged by fire, resulting in huge losses to the local traditional architectural heritage. Related Chinese ministries are carrying out more research into these ancient villages, and a detailed protection plan will be worked out in the next 3 or 5 years. And finally, an Israeli researcher says she has identified a nearly 2,000-year-old textile that may contain a mysterious blue dye described in the Bible, one of the few remnants of the ancient colour ever found. Nana Sukanik of Israel's Antiquities Authority says that recent examination of a small woolen textile discovered in the 1950s found that the textile was coloured with a dye from the Murex trunculus, a snail researchers believe was the source of the biblical blue. Researchers and rabbis have long searched for the enigmatic colour, called tekhelet in Hebrew. The Bible commands Jews to wear a blue fringe on their garments, but the dye was lost in antiquity.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com